Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BODY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BODY to 42424 right now. Text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424. Q.
It's Amy's Table, a girl's guide to living with Amy Tobin on Q102. Pull up a chair and join us.
After earning a Master's of Social Work from University of Cincinnati in 2001, Julie Lingler spent 3 years at Cancer Family Care, helping cancer patients and their families navigate life-threatening illness. In 2005, she established her own therapy practice in Blue Ash, focused on helping people heal, improve, and strengthen their relationships. Since then, Julie's worked with hundreds of individuals and couples, helping them recover from infidelity, manage remarriage and co-parenting, reconnect, and find joy in each other again. You can learn more about her by visiting julielingler.com. And I invited Julie today because I'm on an email list that she does that's got relationship tips, and was probably 3 or 4 weeks into receiving the emails that I was like, these are some great tips. I think my listeners would love this. And so I invited Julie, and graciously she has arrived at Amy's Table this morning. Julie Lingler, thank you for joining me.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Amy.
Well, you know, I mentioned to you that I did a show a couple years ago about infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised at how much people needed, wanted, were interested in information and the topic. And really, relationships at the end of the day, I mean, I talk about food, I talk about career, but relationships at the end of the day are the foundation of all of our lives.
Yes.
And, you know, they're so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the expert. I thought, you know, let's talk about this. And I guess let's just jump right into, why do most relationships fail? What is the cause?
Well, if you take affairs and abuse off the table, because those are two that are really pretty clear cut and obvious. You have an affair, there's abuse, it's unlikely the relationship is going to last. If
Right.
you take those off the table, there are some really common reasons that are less obvious, more subtle, more nuanced, that people don't even think about. So, for example, one of them, and it's a big one, is holding your partner accountable for not meeting your unvoiced wants, needs, and expectations. So essentially expecting them to read your mind and holding them accountable when they don't read your mind and believing that means terrible things about your relationship, when probably what it means is they didn't really know what you wanted, needed in the first place.
Oh my God. So first of all, get out of your head.
Get out of your head.
I want to ask you, is it mostly women who do that or do men do it too?
It is more women than men, but men do it too. But women, we assume that men think the way that we think, and
yeah.
they don't. They're much more, generally speaking, much more concrete. They need clear expectations using clear words. And we, as women, with each other, tend to drop hints, and we're sort of subtle about what we want, and men don't get that. And so we think we're telling them what we're looking for in a relationship, and they are clueless because we're not saying it in very clear words. And we hold them accountable for that and level consequences in the relationship for them not knowing what we wanted them to do in the first place. And if they knew, they would likely do it.
You know what's funny, Julie? As I've gotten older, somewhere in maybe my early 40s was when I thought, my God, they are different creatures.
Totally.
And I don't know how I got to the ripe old age of 40 without realizing that we really were different. I just assumed. And I think that when I, to this day, get frustrated with men. It is more of a sex difference than a skill difference. I don't know. So that's really important. That's really important. So getting out of your head.
Getting out of your head and being willing to ask for what you want and need in very clear words, and then being able to receive it when it comes at you. Because another thing that happens is women say, men do too, but again, this is more women, if I have to ask for it, it doesn't count. And my response to that is, if you go to a restaurant and you ask for exactly what you want on the menu because you don't like this dish this way, but you'd like it another way, and they bring it to you, do you like it less because you had to ask for it? And they say, well, no. And I say, and there you go. If you ask for it and you get it, be willing to receive it graciously.
That is such a good tip. I've got to tell you, right there, you could have just, I mean, like a domino effect, saved about 6,000 marriages. Or relationships, uh-huh. Or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, God, communicate your needs.
Yes, and then be willing to receive when you get what you want.
So tell me about that, be willing to receive. Do you think that there's often a side of the relationship, either the man or the woman, that then can't receive it?
Yes, I think that is a challenge that people have, is some of us are very good at giving and some of us are not very good at receiving. And if you've been in a relationship for a while and you've been wanting things from your partner for a while, and this goes for men and women, you've been wanting things from your partner for a while and they start to give it to you, oftentimes there's this too little too late philosophy that says, okay, well, that was not exactly what I wanted, or that came 6 months too late, or you've got to do 17 more of those in order for it to register. And I'm going to tell you, we'll only bang our heads against a wall so many times before we stop. And if you're not willing to receive what you're asking for, and you're not willing to appreciate it when you get it, the person giving it is likely to stop and give up. And then you're saying, well, they didn't keep trying. Well, again, you can only bang your head on a wall so many times before you get a concussion.
So, I mean, truly, what you said struck a chord in me. I'm sure I'm guilty of it sometimes. I'm just going to say it.
I think we all are, Amy.
Why aren't you reading my mind and doing what I want before I even know that I want it? And
yes.
Then I shouldn't have to ask. And, you know, putting all of the accountability on the other person,
yes.
For sure. So getting out of our head, receiving, this is all such great information. Can you give a concrete example of how someone could take baby steps into their daily life? You know, I'm trying to think what would be a thing with couples, whether it's how they spend their time.
Okay.
How can you give somebody a roadmap to success? If she's like, he never wants to do anything. We never go anywhere. Nothing ever. What's a strategy?
Well, I think another reason that we were going to get into, and you just brought this up, is we often have the habit of saying what people don't do, assuming that they will then know what we want them to do. And one of the things I say is, the absence of a negative is not the same as the presence of a positive. And so
I quoted you on that this morning.
Did you?
I did.
So when you say don't do that, that doesn't tell anybody what you do want instead. He never spends time with me. Okay, have you invited him to spend time with you? Have you told him you'd like him to spend time with you? You've given him a concrete way to do that. This goes for men and women. She never wants to do anything I want to do. Do you invite her? Do you enjoy time with her? Do you try to find things that she wants to do? Do you put positive effort in, or do you just complain about what you're not getting? And so a concrete example would be, if a woman wants to spend, either partner wants to spend more time with the other on the weekend, on Thursday, you say, hey, look, we haven't spent any time together and I really miss you. Can we do something on Saturday? I've got a couple of ideas. I'm wondering if you have any. I really just want to spend some time with you. Instead of, you never spend time with me, we never do anything fun, that's just a complaint. It doesn't actually get you what you want. Again, ask for what you want and need using very clear words.
Well, Julie, I feel like we have just scratched the surface today. And, you know, we've talked about some of the reasons that a relationship would fail. But I do think your relationship tips that you offer up, you know, keeping that sort of steady dose of good ideas to course correct and all of that, are really a wonderful thing. And what I'm hoping is that you can share with people how they can get on your list for getting your relationship tips. And then I would love to have you back and talk more about.
I would love to come back.
Oh, love to have it. So tell us where people can find you and get your great tips. And will you leave us with one great tip today?
Absolutely. So if you go to my website, julielingler.com, at the bottom of any page you land on is going to be a box to sign up for more resources. And if you do that, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m., one of my relationship tips will hit your inbox. I'm also on Instagram. And I'm on Facebook, Couples Counselor Julie Lingler on Facebook. And so you can get them there as well. You have multiple options to grab them. And they come 3 times a week, 10 a.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You'll get a little nugget of wisdom that you can use in your relationship. Most apply to most people. Not everything will apply to you. If something doesn't apply to you, wait for the next one because it absolutely will.
Yep, that's awesome. And leave us with one of your great tips today.
Okay, one of my favorite ones is, and this is a really big one for practically everybody I've ever worked with, it's important to listen for understanding, not for response and not for rebuttal. If you can feel heard and understood, and if you can really understand your partner, that doesn't mean you have to agree, and that doesn't mean that you have to follow what they say. But if you can really feel heard and understood and validated, that's so important in a relationship. And most of us listen, creating an argument in our head or a response in our head as the other person is talking. It's really important just to be present and listen for understanding and show that you understand by feeding it back to them and have them do the same. And now you feel held and valued and cherished in a way that you didn't before.
That is good stuff. That required a pause. That is good stuff.
Thank you. Julie, thank you so much for having
thank
me.
Thank you for joining me. Great stuff. And I will really look forward to having you back. Again, Julie Lingler. You can find more at julielingler.com. Thanks for joining me on Amy's
Thanks,
Table.
Thanks, Amy. I appreciate it.
Stick around for another helping from Amy's Table on Q102.
Q! It's Amy's Table with Amy Tolman. Yeah. Q102.
Carl's Jr.'s new guacamole double cheeseburgers, only $299.
You forgot the decimal?
Only $299.
Not decibel, decimal. The guacamole double cheeseburger is only $2.99 at Carl's Jr.
Oops. Available for a limited time. Price participation may vary. Tax not included.